Hello, and a warm welcome to this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. The Ferrisex is underrepresented in the ranks of the professional artists, but perhaps fortunately, that's not something that can be regulated by governments. I'll be presenting eight talented ladies on this edition, starting with the late Doreen Chadwick, possibly the last from the golden age of these instruments. Doreen plays the very spirited Ron Goodwin march, Aces High, on the Wurlitzer then in the Granada Studios tour in Manchester. Thank you. My Sugar Is So Refined, which was a hit for Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers in 1946, translated to theatre pipes by Helen Dell on the Wurlitzer in the Kearns Carlson Studio in Hollywood, California in 1978. Helen was primarily an electronic organist who became best known for her playing for the Los Angeles Dodgers in their stadium to the east of downtown, a post she held until her retirement in 1987. The next artist won all three divisions of the American Theatre Organ Society Young Organist Competition, junior, intermediate and senior, the only female artist to ever achieve such honours. I spoke briefly with her at the opening concert of the Troxy Theatre Wurlitzer in August, and she told me that unfortunately she no longer plays professionally due to her actuarial career commitments. Her one theatre organ CD was released in 2004, featuring the ex-Granada Woolwich Wurlitzer in the Tewin district of Wales. Hoagy Carmichael's The Nearness of You with Catherine Drummond at the Wurlitzer. Going back over to the USA, Anne Leaf started her career playing for silent films and very soon found herself on national radio. She had a very unique and fresh approach to musical arrangement, as you'll hear on this track, recorded on the Wurlitzer of the Senate, formerly Fisher Theatre, Detroit. This is Arthur Benjamin's Jamaican Rumba, which was published in 1948. Thank you. A more recent addition to the artist roster is Candy Carly Roth, who for some 7 years was one of the featured organists at the Great American Wind Machine Pizza Restaurant in Reseda, a suburb of Los Angeles. Being blind obviously restricted her choice of instruments to those she could memorize, but in addition to the wind machine instrument, she also recorded the San Gabriel Civic Auditorium Wurlitzer, and it's that instrument that you'll hear on Taking a Chance on Love. Jean Martin was a finalist in the 2011 edition of Britain's Got Talent, but she had been a professional player and teacher since her 20s. Equally adept on electronics and pipes, it's the latter I'm highlighting with this next track, taped on the diminutive Wurlitzer from the Palace Theatre Tottenham, London, that now resides in Rye College in East Sussex. This is a Burt Bacharach and Hal David song, and a Perry Como hit from 1957, Magic Moments. Thank you. Melissa Ambrose first came to the organ scene in the early 1990s, but marriage and children devoted her attention for over 15 years. Now Mrs. Ambrose Eidson, she has recently returned to playing concerts and has graciously allowed me to broadcast some of her in-concert recordings. So it's back to the Senate Theatre in her native city of Detroit for an item from her 2012 concert composed by Newell Chase in 1937, Midnight in Mayfair. For my last track on today's Hot Pipes, I'm going back to another in-concert taping made in 1964 at the American Theatre Organ Society Convention in Buffalo, New York. Pearl White was another silent-era organist, providing the soundtrack for audiences in the Chicago area, and between 1927 and 1931, it's estimated that she cut over 1,000 piano rolls for the Chicago Roll Company. In that 1964 convention, she played an outstanding concert on the Wurlitzer of Shays Buffalo Theatre, Rochester. Fortunately, a good quality tape deck recorded W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues. time for me to go, so thanks for joining me today, and I hope that you've enjoyed this small selection featuring the Ferris X at the console. I also hope that you'll check out my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find a wealth of these half-hour editions and the one-hour shows that I've produced through the years. It'll also lead you into a world of this music from bygone days of the movie palaces. Until next week, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye for now.